4-2, the latest score here. And we are 6 minutes away from the halftime break and a cracking opening half in this All-Ireland Junior semi-final. This ball has gone loose for once from Derry Trisk. Is it kept in play? It's not. He was gone out. Now he's definitely gone out. Well done by Aidan Shine O'Sullivan. You got a wallop from Aidan, you know about it. And now, to be fair, your man is making a right meal and a bust up.
They're at it.
A punch up. A massive punch up has started.
And the supporters
have come out. The selectors
terrible,
are involved.
That's terrible. And there's a Drummond man isolated inside in the middle of him, the number 5, Dinna Shine. And he's getting a right pelting at the moment.
A massive punch up has erupted here. They have come out from the stands.
That's totally wrong. The subs running out, jumping out over the hoarding. It's right on.
It started again. Declan O'Sullivan has been thrown in over the hoarding. This is ridiculous. Now,
I tell you, it's all Derry Trest side. You have to be fair. There's no Drummond subs running onto that field, Gary.
No.
It's all the Derry Trest side.
There is not one Drummond sub on there. Now, Aidan Shine O'Sullivan hit a right felt shoulder. He put his man over the line, and all of a sudden, two guys in a blue coat jumped out over the hoarding and popped Aidan O'Sullivan.
That is totally ridiculous.
That's
and we
where
say
it
about
started.
The fencing that no player should be allowed to jump on anyway. But I tell you, Dinna Shine got a fair few whacks as well there. There was 5 or 6 Derry Trest players around him, and he was sent to the ground. And again, it was all because a player went down from a fair bit of his shoulder and he made a meal of it.
He made a total meal of it. Selectors got involved, subs got involved, but let me add, Derry Trest subs, not one Drummond sub came on the field to play, and we will stand by that, and video evidence will show that. Now the stewards have arrived when the dinner has been eaten.
Well, it's too late, and I tell you, they stood well back as well. And you see guys jumping the fence like they'd be jumping fences in the Grand National, trying to get out to get involved with players. That's totally ridiculous, Gary.
Well, if the referee is going to give red cards here, Tim, he could give about 10 of them.
Well, he couldn't.
And he could finish the game.
And I suppose 7 of them could be subs, Gary, as far as the Derry Trest side
ridiculous.
Is concerned. And not one, to be fair. The Drummond side are well separated. They stayed in their seats, to be fair. And I tell you, I pity for some of the Drummond players because they were isolated. There was numbers belting them out there.
As bad as the punch-up is, Tim, and we'd never condone it. As bad as the punch-up is, with the 30 players on the field, you do not want to see 10 or 12 subs coming in, jumping over the hoarding, and absolutely flaking the living daylights of the Drummond players.
I tell you, talk about actions. Any actions could be taken there after this game is over, because you don't do that. You leave your seat and go in, and you intend to do damage when you go in, Gary.
Absolutely.
You talk about being shell-shocked as far as possession was concerned, but the Drummond boys were shell-shocked when players were running at them, belting them.
Absolutely. Now the referee is calling. I don't know, even if he sends off 2 players here, Tim, it's ridiculous, because why pick out 2 out of this melee that started? In fairness to Drummond, they didn't back from him. We won't condone a fight.
Well, I
but
know,
they gave what they got.
I've watched, and I had good friends with Dinna Shine. I've seen him over the years. He never stood down from anyone in the pitch, but I tell you, he was at the receiving end there from 4 or 5 players, and he was on the ground.
He was.
And like I say, well, that's how dangerous it is, Gary. The man was isolated.
Absolutely.
And players coming in, jumping on top of him, jumping over the hoarding. If anybody was here in Portlaoise, they know what it's like. It's only 2 or 3 feet high, the hoarding.
He's calling Dinna Shine O'Sullivan, and he's calling Joseph McKee. Now, if he gives the 2 red here, it's a ridiculous scenario, because there could be reds given in here. There was punches left, right and centre, thrown everywhere.
When you see mentors getting involved from the sideline as well, Gary, they initiate the action. And that, I mean, do they condone it? What happened? Guys jumping in out.
2 yellows. Well, again, sensible refereeing, I will say.
Well, I think I have to compliment him on 2 decisions in the last 5 minutes. But I tell you, there'll be plenty of talk and plenty of writing done after this game. And that was horrible to see, Gary.
But you know what's amazing, Tim? Isn't it amazing where all of a sudden we have 15 stewards? When they were needed, there was no sign of them.
Well, they knew it was well over by the time they came in, Gary.
Well, peace has been restored. After 27 minutes, there was a stop and people have sat down in front of me. Thank God that supporters did not leave the stand and encroach on the field of play. Just thank our lucky stars that didn't happen, but a serious black mark on the Derry Trest substitutes who did come in and who did flake the you-know-what out of the Drummond guys. I still have to laugh at these stewards, where they have come from. Why weren't they down there at the stat? Oh, that's a big question. I'd like enough to ask anyone here. Now there's about 15 of them down there when the danger is done. I think what they're actually trying to find out there is who should be on the line and who shouldn't. But they should have done that before the ball was thrown
they
in.
They should. And like you say, the stewards have watched. We're talking about 3, 4, 5. There's at least 10 of them down there at the moment. But it all had happened by the time they arrived at the scenes, you see. But it shouldn't, to be fair, Gary, even for players themselves to decide.
Well, yes, we won't come down too hard on stewards, I suppose. They didn't start any fight. The referee says we'll have no more. And now let's hope nothing erupts going into the tunnel, because it's surrounded by stewards at the moment. It's 4-3 in favour of Drummond Pearses as the supporters rise to vote and Micheál Sheehan is going through there. He got a little bit of a touch so far, but thankfully peace has been restored. The Derry Tress players are staying on the pitch until the Drummond players have left the pitch, and for once, Tim, that's a sensible thing to do as a member of the Garda Síochána has arrived.
Correct, and I suppose to be fair, it makes a difference because, like we were on about the stewards earlier, I think a Garda presence was very important. We're not trying to blow this situation out of proportion. What we have seen happen here was horrific, Gary. A player could have got seriously injured by what happened here earlier, and there's a lot of boos and shouting by both sides. Drummond are up against it here. I'd say they're outnumbered here in the stand. A very interesting second half ahead, Gary.
It's all over, and Drummond are out of the championship. Drummond are out. Derry Tress through, but serious question marks by this Derry Tress side. Let's say fair play for the number one. They're through to an All-Ireland final.
But I didn't like the tactics, Gary, from the outset. We said it, and look, they're intimidating to play. Look, they're right at it again, Gary.
A fight has started again. Another fight has started again as they go into the dressing rooms. Drummond need to get off the pitch quickly.
Yeah, Michael Sheen, and they're totally isolated. There's loads of supporters out there belong to Derry Tress. Look, they've won the game, and they're still at it. They've taken away victory from Drummond, but they still want to have a final blow physically. Declan O'Sullivan has been protected now again. There was no need for that. We thought this was over, and now the supporters in the stand are actually getting them involved. There shouldn't be even supporters on the pitch, Gary.
I've never seen anything like it, as long as I'm going to Gaelic Games matches.
Well, that's absolutely horrible.
Yes, Derry Tress, but the Milltown Castlemaine fans have stood up and have applauded Drummond Pearson's
off the
pitch.
Well, that's very good. That's very important. And again, you, to be fair, I know there are stewards out there, but they didn't protect the players. And that's pure intimidation from the Derry Tress side. I've never seen it. I've covered a lot of football for Radio Kerry with the last 7 or 8 years. I've seen a lot of football, played a bit of it. I've never seen things like that happening aside. Look, they've won the game. They've won it comprehensively. Looking up at the scoreboard, 111 to 7 points, but they still wanted to get at a few of the Drummond players. That is totally ridiculous.
It's been a nasty hour, folks, here, but we brought you the whole commentary live. But the main story is that Drummond Pearses are out of the junior championship. But Derry Tress got through on the scoreline of 111 to 7 points. Tim, the final word from you.
The final word: a poor day for football, a horrible day for football. Derry Tress, you have to admit, you have to give credit to them. They were good football in time, but they played, they dictated the football game under their terms. Drummond were shell-shocked. They didn't know what happened in the very first minute. There was a melee that totally disturbed it, and we're looking, let's hope the Milltown can carry the Kerry flag, and let's hope we'll see traditional football played. I prefer Drummond to play football than to see him play like Derry Tress and go to Croke Park. That's the highest compliment I can pay the South Kerry side.
I thought that was the biggest bit of disgraceful football that I'd ever seen. Like, people come in, into our inter-county player get stuck with a handbag. Like, it's that nice, you're not have that be happening. I can't understand how the GA can't do better. They had no one there today, sure, in Croke Park. There were so many people on the line. There was nobody there today to do that and to keep those people off the line.
Jim, we were disappointed. I know you're saying from the steward aspect, but where subs from the opposing team went on, climbed hoardings to get onto the field and left a few of the Drummond players isolated, players could have got seriously hurt.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, I thought players would get seriously hurt. Like, you know, if you see Paul Dinnie Shine that had given his hat and saw for it, I think he got a red card there for a trip, you know, and like it was just purely, I'd say, purely accidental. Dennis Fedden, your man, going forward and cut him, like, you know. But like, to me, like, I think the GA has to look at this big time. I've never before seen this, like, you would see down South Kerry football. And maybe in Kerry we played hard, we played tough, but that is it. But like, this melee thing coming in, like, I think we'll say, no, I'm not being, don't want to be critical of the club today or anything like that at Derry Tress, but if you watch the papers there, I think there was a lot of trouble in Navan football there through down the year, and it is creeping in, I suppose, in that way. And like, that was never before in the GA, and like, they'd have to get a hand in it. They'll tell you, well, they'll find jobs, but I wonder is finding them so much. I think they had to come along and they had to watch who's doing this and give them long-term suspensions.
There, a lot of that could be, I suppose, the fencing off a pitch. There's easy access as far as players are concerned, but to have that intent being a player, that must be horrible for Drummond to take, because there's your sub sitting where they should be, and the next thing, the opposing side come into the and try to hurt your players.
Yeah, I thought myself, like, that was purely disgraceful. Like, that has never been part of Drummond football or Kerry football, but it's little, you know. It's days like today, I suppose the GA should look at that. Surely, be God, they have video evidence of it. And I even seen one, in fairness, I did see one student right after the game. He showed the guard a person who did go out a hand there and that way, and showed the guard that he pointed him out. So like, that would be, I would think, we'd say one thing correctly, you know. But otherwise, I suppose, you know, the GA just have to have a look at it. We all got out right before it. We got a 15 page thing from Croke Park as regards rules and regulations and whatnot, and I've seen very few here today to implement them, to be honest about it.
Michael Anthony O'Connell, I suppose, manager of a disappointed Drummond side. It was a terrible day for football and a terrible result as far as you were concerned. Michael?
Yeah, Tim, yeah, it was, of course, things didn't go right for us on the day, but you know, there's no sour grapes by me or anything like that. But look, I think if someone had a look at that video and seeing Dinis Shine O'Sullivan and have a look at his face and his back, and he was turned out to be the man to be sent off, is absolutely ridiculous. I'm a long time on the road, and all I can say to you is when we had him at the cuff, right, what they do then, they broke the play. Aidan Shine had the man shouldered out over the sideline. Next of all, there was they attacked the whole lot. Declan, the whole lot, were all attacked. That shouldn't be tolerated in any society, never mind inside the Gaelic football field. Usually you'd stop the play by bringing on a sub, but what they did is they brought half of Derry Trisk with them on the field. And I tell you something, the authorities would want to look at this, because look, we'll go out and we'll play a game with anyone and get beaten and no problem, we'll hold our hands up with anyone. But I tell you what happened there today, it turns me off, and it's turned everyone inside in that dressing room off of even going out and playing a football match again. When Aidan Shine shouldered his man over the sideline, they just attacked, and literally attacked. Thomas Corden was so concussed he could not play the second half. He's around there with his head spinning. Like, that should not be tolerated, you know. And look, I'm making no thing, we were beaten and we'll go away proud, and I'm proud of my team, but what happened today, I'm absolutely unreal. I can't believe it. I'll still say that the episode with Aidan Shine turned this game. Well, look, there was one of the fellas that came on there, he got a kick, and I wouldn't like to be there where he got it, but I tell you, Thomas Corden is a very clean, honest footballer. He's secretary of our club, and see that man inside in the dressing room, we had to put him under the shower at half time. He didn't know where he was, and like, that cannot be tolerated. And that incident happened when, out of, you know, when the incident didn't shine, when the people came on, it wasn't the player that hit Thomas Corden at all, it was one of the supporters, and that's what I'm on about.
A couple of comments coming into us here on the programme. A lot of them very angry about what happened yesterday in Amore Park in Port Leash. Anne says it's a sad day for football when you see the behaviour and minutes of play used by Derry Trisk yesterday. Well, whatever about the minutes of play, they won the game, and it's been confirmed, as Dermot O'Shea said there. Look, fair and square, they were the better team on the day, no problems there, they played the better football and won the game. But the element is, and the questions here are about the scenes that happened 6 minutes before half time and also at the end of the game when players were going off, and the investigation will be carried out in an objective way by the GAA, and they'll be looking at all aspects, and they'll look at the behaviour of Drummond players, they'll look at the behaviour of Derry Trisk players, and particularly, I suppose, they'll be focusing a lot of their attention on what happened over by the sideline with supporters, perhaps selectors as well, and that will all be what will be investigated and looked at in a balanced way by the GAA before they make any pronouncements as to who was wrong or who was right yesterday. A lot of people giving their views. I'm shocked as a Drummond supporter. I was so frightened for myself and my family yesterday by what happened. It would turn you off. The GAA, and another person getting in touch, giving out about a Kerry supporter saying Pat Spillane is right, puke Northern football. Well, again, you can't criticise the football that was played yesterday because they were the better team on the day, but definitely very unhappy with the scenes.
When any club stages a Munster club championship match in Kerry or in Munster, the pitch has got to be fenced in. Now, if that game yesterday was in Killarney or in Tralee, there is no way that those substitutes would have got in so easy. They might have got in after 4 or 5 minutes through the wire, but they've never got in after 30 seconds. So there must be a different rule, Gerry, when you come out of Munster, because O'More Park is not fenced in any shape or form. All there's there is advertising boards, and I mean, you just put your leg over the advertising board and you're on the field to play. So it was very easy for everybody. But when you see substitutes and spectators coming in, not on at all. Derry Trisk won, and they won fair and square on the field of play through playing football. They won that, no problem. I mean, go in and celebrate. Not go fighting again, and that happened again after the field of play, after the game was over. And we sometimes say, Gerry, with inter-county players, maybe they get too much protection. That's debatable. Some say they do, more say they don't. But definitely, what Declan O'Sullivan went through yesterday, Gerry, I wouldn't wish it on my worst neighbour. What the man was said, I'd say, during the all hour, he only knows himself. I was verbally said to him, but what was done to him, I tried to do a player cam as much as I could on Declan, because when the ball had gone wider, if there was a player injured, you know, you'd keep, there was a different fella having a pop at him all the time. I distinctly remember one stage, one guy took a pop at him, 5 yards went on, threw himself to the ground, holding his face. The referee said, he made a gesture with his hand, look, get up. That was the time for the referee to stop the play there and give a yellow card there and nip it in the bud at that stage, but that didn't happen.
There's a report in the papers this morning that he was hit by a handbag, and that the Gardaí asked him afterwards, look, is there anything you want to say to us, or do you want to press any charges? But it's understood that he won't. But that might have happened when he was coming off the field at the end of the game.
Yeah, he was attacked coming off the field of play, I know that. Now, I think I'm not saying he was a player that was marking him, I don't know. I think one of them came up to give Declan O'Sullivan the hand after the game. He didn't give him the hand. I wouldn't give him the hand. There's no way I would give anyone the hand. I mean, you might say that's unsporting from Declan's point of view. How would it be unsporting? Because what he went through in the whole hour was totally unsporting. And he was walking towards the tunnel. And yeah, he was hit coming towards the tunnel. So, it was ridiculous, Jerry, but look, the referee in his official... I felt sorry at one stage for the referee, and I said it on commentary during the mass brawl. He couldn't really do nothing about it. He didn't start the fight, and he couldn't do nothing about it. But he got no help, Jerry, from his officials. The linesman saw an awful lot of things that was happening off the ball. So did the umpire, like, and they never contacted him at all. Yeah.
Basically, the next thing that happened was we were all sitting there, as you do, as a spectator, and we saw nothing until we saw just these slaps happening. And all of a sudden, it was like some kind of an effort where people just literally left their seats, jumped in over the barrier, and all of a sudden landed inside in the pitch. And I mean, you would have to wonder, in terms of health and safety, how is it possible in this day and age that is something that can happen at a game? I mean, it's not acceptable.
Well, did you think at any stage the game should have been called off at that point? Were you worried about it being abandoned?
Well, Jerry, I mean, you have to look at it like Thomas Curran, who would be a pivotal player for Drummond. Thomas Curran was concussed so badly he hardly knew what day of the week it was, never mind where he was or what he was doing, you know. And I mean, Dennis Shine, a fella who, I mean, we literally saw him ourselves, five people trample him down on the ground. It was just ridiculous. The whole ethos, you know, of the GAA is basically based on, you know, kind of community spirit. It's based on people working together. I suppose it's made up of clubs of every description, from small rural clubs like ourselves, you know, who kind of battle to keep teams together, you know, through emigration and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, the GAA, I think it is the responsibility of theirs at this point to investigate that, because in my opinion, there is no way that anybody at all should ever have to go through what those lads went through yesterday. You know, it's just not acceptable. And I mean, Dennis Shine came out of that melee with, I mean, having been trampled on the ground. And I mean, if you saw his injuries, and he got a yellow card, which I just can't understand how he ended up with a yellow card, you know. And I mean, he got a second yellow card then, and I'd say for the first time in his whole footballing career was sent off the pitch. You know, not acceptable.
The one thing that was very noteworthy was the fact that, well, the Derry Tresk substitutes were kind of straight into the brawl, and the Drummond Pearce's subs, who would have been kind of sitting in kind of the front row of the seats on kind of the other side of the stand, you know, that they weren't there. And, you know, speaking to the member of the Drummond Pearce's management after the game, you know, he said the linesman had told him, you know, he kind of, I suppose, commended them at halftime for, I suppose, showing restraint, and the fact that their substitutes and some of the supporters hadn't tried to get involved and hadn't tried to wade into it, and the fact that, I suppose, they seem to be doing their best to kind of defuse the situation. I suppose it was kind of a niggly game from the start of it. Nothing too major, I thought, for the first 20 minutes until that brawl before half-time. I think this kind of tends to happen with some of these games we see. You know, it's a massive chance for clubs since the rules were introduced that junior and intermediate clubs had a chance to get Croke Park. You know, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really, and these semi-finals, there's so much at stake. And, you know, I think teams, from kind of covering these games over the last few years, teams seem very, very pumped up heading into these matches.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't really until kind of the brawl before half-time that I think the real kind of, I suppose, a real kind of tension kind of crept into the game, you know, and there was, you know, kind of unsavoury stuff at half-time when the two teams came off separately, and, you know, the Drummond team seemed to be booed off the pitch by the Derry Tresk supporters. And then all through the second half, there was kind of an undercurrent, I felt. And it kind of erupted again at the final whistle. The issue you make about the stewarding, I suppose, you know, that was something that the Drummond management did speak about after the game. I suppose the responsibility for that would lie with the Leash County Board. I mean, when the GAA would select O'Moore Park as the venue for this game, you know, it would then be up to the Leash County Board. And to be fair, I mean, you know, O'Moore Park and Port Leash, they have a long history of kind of staging club games like this. We see, I mean, there has never really been massive problems before with, I suppose, incidents like this, you know. And I suppose the lack of fencing, I suppose, you know, this is something that has, I suppose, crept up in the GAA before, you know, about maybe supporters kind of getting onto the pitch and all that, you know. But I know when it has come up before that if you start kind of erecting barriers and, you know, kind of putting up fencing to kind of keep people off the pitch, you know, you're kind of obstructing supporters' view.
But it happened in a split second, and next thing the pitch was invaded. And not alone that, Fintan, I'll put this to you too, when the whole thing was over, they stayed along by the hoarding, and right along they didn't go back to their seats at all.
That was certainly noticeable. I mean, like, by my stopwatch, you know, the brawl happened in the 26th minute, and they were kind of straight in within seconds. And yeah, then for the remaining few minutes of the first half, and kind of stayed along that sideline. And then at half time, I noticed the Drummond, I suppose, supporters, or sorry, the Drummond team, when they went into the dressing room first, and the Derry Tress team just kind of seemed to stay out in the field as if they were going to, you know, they were going to have their halftime tea talk out there on the pitch. But then as the Drummond team went in, you know, they seemed to be widely booed by the Derry Tress supporters. And then when the Derry Tress team came in, they were kind of cheering supporters. And I thought it was from then on the atmosphere kind of got a bit intimidating. And I think stuff like focusing on the referee's performance and, you know, maybe complaining about a lack of stewards there, you know, I think that kind of deflects from the issue that if players take to the pitch, you know, I mean, okay, they won't be challenged by their opposition as they're going for the ball, but, you know, you think that they should be safe and that they shouldn't get, you know, hit from supporters coming onto the pitch. And I think that's the most important and probably, yeah, the real problem.